Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell, and this is where you get to turn your vibe on. Vibe is an acronym, V for vision, I for intention, B for beliefs, and E for your expectation. And I like to cover all things concerned with dating and courtship. And this show is like no other. Okay, so we'll be covering a topic that falls under any of those umbrellas. So last week I did a show that was called The Reasons Why You Shouldn't Have Sex Before Marriage. It was my intention to give you 17 reasons, but I literally ran out of time and I believe I fitted 10 reasons. 10, I believe, solid reasons why you should not have sex before marriage. In fact, it's my belief that even though that is hard in today's society, that it is a corrective measure. I think that we've actually gone against God's design not even really have lost recognition of how important it is to have the family unit maintained. In fact, the breakdown of the family unit, in my opinion, has caused a lot of the problems that we see today. When I think of here in London, where we have gang crime, where it seems as if every single week, another boy, somebody's son, someone's nephew, someone's grandchild has been stabbed. I mean, in London at the moment, last week we had a fatality in our church. And imagine this particular mother, this particular family have lost 3 sons to murder on the streets of London. Okay, this gang warfare is becoming an epidemic, beyond an epidemic, and really needs to be addressed. And I think it's because ultimately, because of a breakdown of the family unit. You know, if you've heard of the expression, they say it takes a family to raise a child. It takes a neighborhood to raise a child. It takes a community to raise a child. I forget the actual saying, but I know it is a Nigerian, an African saying. And I believe that, you know, within the world of courting, dating and relationships, that we need to get this area right so that we can set an example for our young children who are the next generation. Okay. So this is the main reason why I like to talk about this topic, because ultimately relationships are the vineyard of this planet and our fruits thereof are the children. What example are we actually setting for our children? Okay. So, as I mentioned last week, I was able to share 10 reasons, and I would like to delve further into this topic and perhaps share the 7 reasons which I wasn't able to fit in into this particular show. So if you haven't heard the other one, go back, listen to it. Part 1, this is part 2. Now, I mentioned that in the last video, on the last recording, that you are actually losing your time, your energy, and your money, okay? A lot of things and activities that people do nowadays are actually centered around trying to have sex. Think about it. Why are you downloading apps, you know, that relate to this area? Why, you know, I'm talking about online dating. You know, like we've got Kindle, for example, which has a reputation for, you know, just hooking up for casual sex. I don't know if it's an entirety if that's true, but that's what I've heard. Why do you always go into the clubs? Who are you trying to look cute for? Why are you trying to dress seductive? Why are you spending money making yourself look more attractive? So the reason why I'm saying this is that our activities are centered around trying, we're not trying to have sex necessarily, but to look good in the opposite gender's eyes, which is natural, okay? We're sexual creatures, you know, and biology dictates that, you know, that we have attraction for one another. But as human beings, we have to be strategic in how we use sex, okay? Now, like a lot of things that some people do, and I'm not saying everyone, you could be doing it, these activities just for yourself, you could be doing it just for fun, but I'm saying that some people really spend a lot of money trying to find a relationship, okay? And that is a good thing. If you're trying to find a relationship that leads to a good marriage, a good commitment that forms a good basis for having children, okay, that sets a good example for the community. And so it's not about having sex. So when I coach clients, it's really about getting them to that place where, you know, where they respect and love each other within that commitment. But some people waste time and energy going out, going to wherever they're going. It's a lot of energy, it's a lot of time wasted just because what they want to have sex. Okay? And it's a complete waste of your time. Now, sex can be addictive. Okay, sex can be addictive. I know you hear about drug addiction, alcohol addiction. You've probably heard about nymphomaniac. You've probably read, 50 Shades of Grey? Okay, sex can be addictive. So if you get addicted to sex and you have it once and you want to have it again and again and you keep on having it, you're going to be spending... And I'm thinking about the guys who are in courtship. Let me call it courtship, okay? You're going to be wasting a lot of time when you can be using that time in your season of singleness to have fun, to learn, to grow, to discover yourself, to try a new skill, to learn something vibrant and new. You could be doing so much more with your time and focusing that energy on actually expanding and developing yourself and your mind. Okay, you could be earning money to get rid of any debt that you've got, but there's so much that you could be doing with your money, time and energy that you don't want to waste it on following the media's idea of what you should do in when it comes to sex. Okay, so another good reason why you shouldn't have sex is, oh, everybody else is doing it. Like, that is the most ridiculous reason that I've ever heard. Now, the average American, and this is stats, yeah? This is stats figures, goes on 3 dates before having sex. 3 dates. The average rate of divorce in America is around 50%, which you're probably aware of. And my question is, off out of that 50% that are still married, what percentage of them are actually happy? Because I suspect that number is pretty low. And if I had to guess, I'd say it's even lower than 20%. And if that's true, that would mean that your chances of getting married and being happy are 1 in 10. But if you go about it the way that everybody else does, which is what? Going out with someone and getting into a physical relationship with them quickly, not allowing them time to form an emotional connection with you. Leading the relationship back to front by leading with physical sexual energy before you even really know who they are. Now you're connected to that person and you're in something very complicated, and that's how people end up divorced or unhappily married. They end up divorced or happily married because they haven't actually taken the time to form an emotional connection with that person before now entering into a covenant and having, I like to say, making love, okay, with their partner. And for those listeners who are kind of like perhaps finding it hard to get their head around it, because remember, we are living again in a high sex economy. And if you've kind of like been born into a high sex economy and it's all that you know, it's going to be quite hard for you to get your head around what am I actually talking about? Traditional values. And so I would love for you to go and watch a video that I've created. It's just a short video at www.thesecretvibe.com. And that will break it down to you in a way which I believe that you will instantly understand, and it will instantly highlight to you where you've actually been going wrong. Okay? So visit thesecretvibe.com. So what's another reason why we shouldn't have sex before getting married? Well, we know in life that what we get really easily, we don't give it much value. We don't put much value on what we acquire easily. Okay? And what that actually means is that if something doesn't cost you something, if you haven't had to invest in something, you're not going to appreciate it that much. Yeah? So imagine a guy, like back in the days when they used to go fox hunting, and the pleasure is in the anticipation of actually getting the fox that you're chasing. But imagine if that fox was just said, "Hey." Imagine it's wearing a skirt and it pulls up its skirt and says, "Hey, here I am." Okay, you're not gonna, I know it's a strange thought, right? But you're not gonna appreciate it because it's too easy. Here I am. Yeah? So, when you think about abstinence, okay, if you were to meet the right person tomorrow, like I know a lady that's been abstinent for over 10 years, okay? And I know as well that my cousin, when she got married at 30 something years, she was a virgin, okay? But imagine just, a person being abstinent for 6 years. That will mean that you can have a different type of mindset. How quickly do you think that somebody would walk away from that if they had a disagreement with somebody? knowing that they would have to, it could be another 6 years before they met the next Mrs. Wright or Mr. Wright. Whatever it is, we will work, whatever that problem is, you're going to work that problem out. Now contrast that. Contrast it. How easy would it be for a person that had sex with their partner after 3 days to throw it away and start over with someone when things go south? So can you see here another reason why to wait to have sex within marriage? Now, another reason is transfer of control. So coming into a relationship, the big thing that a woman has control of is when they have sex. Okay, I always maintain that women are the gatekeepers. Okay, so when a woman has sex, when a woman allows herself to have sex, you've got to remember that she is in control. And 99 times out of 100, a woman is going to say when, okay? Because, of course, we've got the bad boys, the ones that want to, you know, do rape. I'm not talking about those. But what happens often after sex is a woman wants to actually chase the man around for the relationship, okay? Because she wants security. And in this instance, because she's had sex before marriage, she's actually relinquished that control to the man. Okay? Because had she not done that, if she had done it within a covenant of a relationship or marriage, she wouldn't have placed herself in that position. Because the way that God designed it, that it was always supposed to be, was a man was supposed to say to a woman, look, I will, in exchange for the cookie, I will give you security in the form of marriage. Okay? So, a woman would give up sex. And sex represented not just sex. At that time, it represented the potential of having a child outside of wedlock would mean, remember those days, they didn't have the pill, okay? They didn't have the pill. So often the man would have to bring a dowry to the father in exchange for the woman's hand in marriage. You can see how difficult it was at that time. You had to enter into a covenant. But there's a lot of that still rings true to this modern era, okay? So a woman that gives sex and doesn't get marriage or commitment is deemed as giving and not getting. And the man is deemed as getting and not giving. And I say that because even in today's society, when you think about it, a woman is labeled a particular way if she sleeps with multiple men. It's seen as that she is giving up something valuable for free. Whereas a man, when he does the same thing, he's actually looked on as a stud. He's not looked on as giving away something for free. He's looked upon as meeting his physiological need. So you can see that there is some truth to this. And I hope that I've kind of proven my point by actually saying that you can actually see where I'm coming from. Okay, and so another reason is that, listen, talk is cheap. Ladies, you know that men have got the gift of the gab. And men are great salesmen, that they'll say what they need to say to get to that cookie, right? They'll tell you that they love you. And you know what? They might even mean it when they actually say it at the time, okay? Because when that testosterone is high, it is high, okay? It really does cloud the way that they see everything. But if a man will wait to marry you, to have sex with you, they probably mean it. Why? Because they've formed an emotional connection with you. They've got to know what you're like. They've got to know your personality. They've got to really appreciate you as a person. And you've done the same with them, okay? Now, for those that haven't done that, think about the amount of men, all the jokers, all the frogs that you've had to actually go through to find your Prince Charming, who actually does mean it. Would you think he's going to be a lot happier with you when he has to unwrap that gift, that prize, knowing that you didn't sleep with all those other guys on the way? Wouldn't you feel so much more happier? Now, another reason is that physical attraction fades, okay? I've spoken to guys, and I remember one guy actually said to me that he has dated many beautiful women in his life, and he's found that after a while, he's not even physically attracted to them anymore. Like, he said he would literally lay next to them in bed, okay? And he would just rather just roll over and go to sleep every night. And there's a saying that, you know, you can show the most beautiful girl in the world, and you'll also be able to show you the guy that's actually tired of sleeping with her. And while that is a really awful and terrible saying, there's actually some truth in it, because it's kind of like a trick the universe plays on us, that when you lead with physical attraction, then somehow you find yourself in a relationship with that person where the physical attraction wears off, because you never connected with them on a deeper level. Now think about that. When you go against the laws of the universe, the very thing that made you connect with that person, the physical attraction, actually wears away, because you're actually going against the grain of things. You're going against natural order, because you never connected with them on a deeper level. And I'm sure, just like myself, that many of you can actually relate to that, because it is so true. So true. So bear that in mind. Now, one of the other reasons, which I think is really, really important, is that it's actually better to have lifelong friends than just short-term sex partners. Like, why would you burn a relationship by having sex with someone that could have been a great lifelong friend? Unless you're sure you want to take that relationship to that level for the long term. Because if you do get physical, someone is going to catch feelings. And when that physical relationship ends, you may lose that person as a friend, depending on your level of maturity. Okay? So, you really want to think carefully about these reasons that I've given you so far, about why you shouldn't have sex before marriage. And I'm hoping that after listening to this, that you can actually see why it actually makes sense to wait. And you know, the real reason that people don't wait isn't because they don't believe it's right. I actually believe that deep down, we actually know when we're out of alignment, because it doesn't feel right. Okay? The real reason that people don't wait is because Not because they don't believe it's right. I think it's because it's hard. Because it's hard. So I have to actually applaud the women out there who are of the mindset that they are going to wait until they have that guy, or the guys that are going to wait until they have that woman, because it's even harder for them to have that physical connection. Because just think about it, how incredible is that going to be when you actually do come together? And even when I think about my cousin's relationship with her husband, they're incredibly close. Imagine how he felt when he unwrapped her for the first time, knowing that no other person has touched her. And see, because we know that it's hard, okay? Especially when the media are telling you, you know, the complete opposite. Recently, a friend was telling me that there's a program called Love Island. I've not actually watched it, but she said there was a scene where this girl said that she'd had 3 boyfriends, and I'm talking about a girl in her 20s. And the other girls were completely astounded that she had only had 3 boyfriends. So this is to show the kind of economy that we're living in. Okay, we're living in this high sex economy, and it's time for women to realize that we are the gatekeepers, and that we now need to take ownership on how we give up the cookie, so to speak. Now, I have actually done a video as part of my series called the Egg Series. It's basically centered around the fact that eggs don't chase sperm. In other words, allow the man to pursue you. And the video is how to attract your prince without wasting time and lipstick on frogs. So if you want more tips on this, just go to the link, thesecretvibe.com. You can look at a very short video on there. And if you want more information, which is a much longer video, it's 45 minutes long, you can go to valerieacampbell.com/webinar. Now, I do have a special on, which you can apply at www.valerieacampbell.com/apply. And this is for women who want to analyze the vibe that they have currently, who find themselves in a certain pattern of behavior. You're attracting the same kind of person, they just look different, but the outcome is exactly the same. And I will share with you for free on a 45 minute consultation how to actually break the pattern of that. I'm also opening up slots for people who are actually going through heartbreak, okay? Heartache and heartbreak. Heartbreak, obviously, in the field of love, dating, and courtship. But heartache, if there is something that is bothering you, for example, you've found out that a friend has been disloyal, you feel betrayed, or maybe you're procrastinating on a particular project and you're not quite sure how to move ahead, and you're waking up in the morning and you've got all these questions in your head and you're not quite sure how to move forward, and you want to quiet the voices in your mind, okay? That's what I call heartache. It's causing you pain. Then reach out to me. I'm offering consultations on how to make peace with that voice, that inner voice, okay? And within 45 minutes, I'll be able to guide you through a session that will actually take away that pain. I know it's a tall claim, but I've done it for many others. So for a short time, I'll actually be implementing my heartache healing facilitation. And you can contact me at www.valerieacampbell.com/apply. So I hope that this information has helped somebody out there. It's always great to share. It's always my pleasure to add value. So have a wonderful day. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Bye-bye and God bless. 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 Bye-bye and God bless.
The Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.